Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Metro Research. I would like to ask you a few questions. How are you today?
Good.
I'm happy to hear that. Would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
In English?
Okay, thank you so much. Alrighty, this is a general survey. It's mostly about transportation, so it will just take a few minutes of your time. To start with, may I please know what is your age?
20.
Thank you. May I please know in what state do you live in?
Mass.
Thank you. In what county of Massachusetts do you live in?
I have no clue.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your gender?
Male.
Thank you. How would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Hispanic.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay, high school graduate? Thank you. In a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
There's a lot of traffic.
There is a lot of, okay. Thank you. What grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subway, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking? Would you give a grade A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
I appreciate it. The MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry service through eastern Massachusetts. What grade would you give the Governor Healey for handling of the MBTA? A, B, C, D, or F?
C.
I appreciate it. Moving on. Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give the Governor Healey for handling of the regional transit authorities? A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
Thank you so much. The Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade would you give the state legislature for their handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? You can score A, B, C, D, or F.
C.
Okay, moving on. Thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, would you say the traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020, worse than it was before the pandemic, or is it about the same?
I would say worse.
Worse, okay. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in any of these activities, please just say so. So I will read to you a list of activities. If you do not do any of them, just let me know. If you do, please tell me if you feel very safe, somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe. So how safe do you feel when you take a public bus or the MBTA or RTA?
Somewhat safe.
Okay. What about riding a bicycle? How safe do you feel?
Unsafe.
Very unsafe or somewhat unsafe?
Somewhat. I'm
Okay.
safe.
Unsafe, okay. How about drive or ride in a car on local roads?
Somewhat unsafe.
Okay. What about take the MBTA subway?
Somewhat safe.
Somewhat safe?
Safe, yeah.
Okay, thank you. How about when you take the MBTA commuter rail?
I have not taken that.
Okay, you do not do that activity, okay? What about when you drive or ride a car on the highway?
Very unsafe.
Very unsafe, okay. And what about when you walk around your community?
Very safe.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. You mentioned you feel at least somewhat unsafe driving or riding a car. Are any of the following reasons why? That will read to you a list of reasons. Please let me know if any of this applies to you. Reckless or speeding drivers, poor road conditions, road rage, drivers distracted by their phones, or is there anything else that makes you feel somewhat unsafe?
It would be poor, like, road conditions.
Okay.
And people not paying attention. Not necessarily being on their phones, just in La La Land.
Okay. People not paying attention. Okay. Making some notes. Thank you so much. Moving on. You mentioned you feel at least somewhat unsafe riding a bicycle. Are any of the following reasons why? Reckless or speeding drivers, lax enforcement or traffic laws, lack of separate bike paths, drivers distracted by their phones, lack of secure bike parking, poorly maintained bike lanes or paths, lack of bike lanes on streets, or is there anything else?
What was the first one you said?
Reckless or speeding drivers?
Yeah, reckless and speeding drivers.
Okay. Would you like to add any others, or that one will be okay?
That one will be okay.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to ask you about a different topic. Governor Healey has proposed a new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill will let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale, about $1 million. Cities and towns could use this money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. We're almost done. The last questions are for statistical purposes only. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease?
Three.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement, like living with a family member or student housing?
I live with a family member.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employee full-time, employee part-time, or not currently employed?
Employed full-time.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discount transit pass, pre-tax transit benefit or deducting the cost of transit passes from employees' paycheck, or no, my work doesn't offer any discounts for transit passes.
Like to take the train or something like that, is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No
does not offer? Okay, thank you.
No. Yeah.
Does your work offer any form of parking, free or paid for employees? like free parking, parking pay per month, parking pay per day, or none of
this? Yes, free parking.
Free parking, okay. How often do you work from home right now? Every workday, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once a month, never, I prefer not to work from home, or never, this is not an option for my work.
Never, this is not an option for my work.
Thank you. When you commit to work, how do you do so? Do you take the MBTA subway, take a public bus like the MBTA or RTA, you walk, take the commuter rail, ride a bike, drive, or take a ferry?
Drive.
Thank you. Why do you commute that way, the way you do? Why do you drive in your own words?
Because it's required for my job. For the tools, like, yeah, it's required for my job.
Required for my job. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. In politics today, which would you consider yourself? Independent, Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Do I have to answer?
If you have to choose. Would you lean more to independent, Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the category that contains your income. Below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000, $100,000 to less than $150,000, or $150,000 or more?
I have no clue.
Okay. May I please know what is the zip code where you're living?
0162. I think it is. Let me check. It's 01910.
Alrighty. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I really hope you have a really good day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.